Hey guys, we're back. It's the finale. It's our last episode. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's the last time for this song, guys, so get it in while you can.
Boom. Boom.
This must be the instrumental.
There we go. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Hi.
It's our last episode.
For now.
It went fairly quick.
It did.
At least I felt like it did. And it also started a little earlier in the year, so I think that has something to do with it, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to it being done by February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it always used to start in January.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
Different times.
It is. Phil, where can everyone find you on social media?
At Phil Svitek.
Perfect. JJ.
Find me at JJ Jurgens.
And you guys can find me at Haley Clover. I'm sure we'll be talking about Shameless some more once we're done with the show. But yeah, let's talk about the finale. I was saying to you beforehand that this actually was probably my favorite episode of the season. I feel pretty fulfilled with how they wrapped everything up. I know you had made a comment like, I think they did what they could to wrap it up because we had felt like the storylines were going to be a little rushed to wrap them up. What did you think overall, though, about the episode?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised with how things turned out. For a moment, I thought things would get a little bit darker. For all intents and purposes, I know they have a season 9, and we'll talk about that, but it could have been a series finale if it kind of wanted to be. You know, I think a couple of changes could have made that fully there, and it was satisfying enough. I enjoyed it. And
right.
So.
Okay. What about you,
yeah.
JJ?
Yeah, I agree with them. I enjoyed this one. I was happy with pretty much the way... You know, all the storylines wrapped up, and I thought they did a good job of what we had to work with for the season.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about how things wrapped up with Kevin V and Svetlana. We did know last episode that she was obviously going to try to crash this wedding and steal it and make it her own. But, you know, Kevin V, they jump right into the old, you know, role play and storyline of helping Svetlana kidnap Frilania.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Frilania's mother.
Zlata. Very long last name.
Great sign. Yeah. She is drugged with Valium. Is that what it was? Yeah, they put it in her vodka, yeah, which she chugs at the alibi, mm-hmm, and just hits the table real hard. So she's not around for the wedding. That was what they were worried about.
I love all the stereotypes just thrown right in. Even just as offensively racial as it is, just calling V a black cow.
Right?
Just all of that. I know what vodka is, you black cow. Oh, my God.
Well, it's very
shameless. So terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. She wasn't going to be like, oh,
thanks.
What's this? Yeah, exactly. Even when she got off the airplane and was looking and didn't really, like, understand why these people were taking her bags and stuff, you could tell she, like, looked at her right away and was like, excuse me, what the heck? Yeah, but okay, so let's talk about what Kev finds out when they're actually at the wedding, right before he goes to get her to walk Svetlana down the aisle. The old guy's son mentions that there's a prenup. So all of a sudden they go from thinking they're about to have all of this money to most likely no money at all. We actually thought he was going to die.
Yeah, beforehand. For a second, that look in his eyes, I thought, oh, he's not even going to make it to the end of the ceremony. But notice, like, there was a really quick one. Like, he didn't have a, you know.
Right, they were like, okay, now we pronounce you husband and wife. Yeah. That's all I can make it through. Yeah. What do we think happens now with Svetlana? Like,
well,
just have to take care of this guy now? Like,
she's got to change her name to Frilania. Because that's who she's married to, and I'm sure for her, that's no big deal. She'll make some IDs, and we're good to go.
Or she gives Frilania back to him, knowing that there's no prenup. Because it's still her name, and their family doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
See, unluckily, none of us are lawyers, but to me, I think there is a difference between a divorce and just death. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making that up.
Well, if he dies, I would imagine with prenup, even if it says, you know, she gets nothing, they're in the prenup, it might be like death, well, you'll get $1 million or whatever it is. Or it's just whatever is in his will once he dies, which she's probably not in. He can't even remember to wear shoes, mm-hmm, to the wedding. So I doubt he's changed it, you know, in a while. Mm-hmm. But I legally have no idea how that would work.
Yeah. What do you want to see, like, in the next season? Do you want to see her stuck with him for a while?
I just don't... I would like to see her, like, get to use his wealth and everything to kind of help everyone else out. But I just don't feel like that's how it's going to happen at all. Like, it doesn't seem like it's that easy.
Well, there's loopholes. She could invest it into businesses if he signs off. So we could put it into the bar, the alibi.
In the house. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Right. And, no, it's just too easy. It was too easy.
Remember, she's skilled. And you know what that means. So she could get him to change the will still. Well, nice going down session, and we're good.
Yeah. That's right.
I kind of would welcome it, like, not the going down session, sure. But
that too.
But because I don't want to see, like, we've already seen them, like, not getting along, the three. You know, so what I did like tonight, like, the three of them kind of working together again in
a
way.
The throuple was back a bit.
Yeah, I like how Kev was so, like, touched to be the father of the bride.
That was,
like,
hilarious.
Yeah, and it's, you know, so I just thought I just enjoyed that interaction tonight. So I wouldn't mind kind of seeing her, like, have to play this old guy for a while and then maybe see him die next season, right? You know, and see what she would do with it, if she would help the bar, what she would do. But so, yeah, kind of, I'm all for that if that's what happens this time.
Okay, cool. The only thing I wanted to see was Svetlana show Freelania that she fit in the dress. That's the only thing that I wanted to see that I didn't see, but that's okay.
I'm very nervous for Kev if we don't get rid of Freelania soon. I mean, the way he had to, the fact that he had to adjust before going to CV. Yeah, that's something.
He's gonna be in trouble if she doesn't leave soon.
That's very true. Especially with, like, her daddy underwear. What did it say?
Go daddy.
Go, you're like, come here, daddy. I think it said something like that. Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. He's in trouble for sure. Oh, boy, Kev. Bless his heart. Okay, let's talk about Ian. Speaking of blessing people's hearts. Ian, obviously, we saw last week, was going to get in trouble. Like, that wasn't going to go away. Everything that he says is being taped and put up onto YouTube. And I don't know whether he thinks that he's just, like, because he's spreading the word or his word, you know, whatever, that he's not going to get in trouble at some point for, like, kidnapping people's kids and setting a van on fire. So obviously the police have a warrant out for his arrest. Like, do you guys like what's going on? Like, did you see all of this happening? What would you like to see?
Kind of. There's two routes. I mean, there's plenty of political leaders that have gone to jail and come out just fine and led countries. Now there's good people and then there's Hitler. So which route he goes is up to him. And I think I said it last episode that we did about last episode, but he just needs a game plan. You know, right now he's just too off the cuff. He's not, if he's going to do this, he needs.
Well, that doesn't work with his personality and being bipolar.
But like all the Gallaghers, if they set their mind to it, they become so obsessive with it that they come through. And, you know, even the good leaders and the bad leaders, what they did have was they just studied, you know, whether military tactics and, you know, granted, he does have a background within ROTC and so forth.
Yeah.
And just how to lead people. And I think he could do well with this. But as Trevor says, like, you got to think about these things a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of this. Just because I don't, if it was more thought out, and if it was, I think, coming from a different place, for me it'd be different. Like, if he was truly, like, racking his brain about all the possible ways he could really help these people. But I do feel like, unfortunately, with the bipolar, a lot of it is being pulled into that need of, like, making situations heightened and, like, having a heightened ego.
Well, and like, he even said, like, he felt alive.
Yeah.
And that was what was scary to me. And it was also scary because no one's answering the question of, is he on his meds? They asked it, like, three times in the episode tonight, but no one is ever getting an answer. And he's not saying no, and he's not saying yes either. He just kind of is just like, and then when he said, I feel alive. He used to say that about his meds. Right. They make him feel so dead inside and whatever. So I was like,
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry.
Well, that's what I felt too. I feel like that's why I don't think it was coming from the place that it needs to be coming from, because I think it's just feeding that what he needs because of that. Even like, he wouldn't look Trevor in the eye, and he's supposed to all this season be declaring how much he loved him.
Right,
and
that
wanted
just
to be
like
back
went to
him.
The wayside. Yeah.
So now I feel like he's getting this charge from what he's, this kind of chaotic kind of thing he's creating.
Yeah.
Well, as far as evidence, we have two things to go off of. One, last week, part of the whole speech that he would, the kid that he's trying to protect says, you know, they were giving me meds, and so that way I would never get a boner and couldn't have sex.
Yeah.
And so he related to that. So I think that might have, like, propelled him to get off his meds if he wasn't already.
Yeah.
Second, you know, now we don't necessarily know how many days have gone by, but it's not like he's carrying his meds in his back pocket. Yeah. I highly doubt it if he is.
That's very true. That's a good point. I didn't even think about it that way. Yeah, he hasn't been home. But, yeah, who knows? Yeah, so I don't know. I don't see it turning into him doing, like, any kind of hard time, like, hard jail time or anything like that. I don't see it going there. And if anything, I think Fiona would try to get him to plead, you know, that he was off of his meds and he could plead, you know, some type of insanity before he ever went to jail.
I think what made me sad, too, is just having Trevor plead to him about what could happen to the center if he didn't stop this, and that still didn't change anything.
Yep, that's, yeah, for sure. Especially coming from somebody that is supposed to be doing a job where saving people's lives, you know, every day.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if he wises up, the smart play would be to side with Trevor and so forth and learn, okay, the politics side of it. You can start locally and build up, and you can take your army that you've built and protest towards changing certain litigation and laws and so forth locally to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I get it's a longer process and not as, quote, glamorous, but that's where Ian's got to really now become a leader.
Start. Yeah. Agreed. Okay, somebody that's not leading anyone in the direction we want them
says
to go.
You.
Yeah, true. It's Frank.
Oh boy.
Frank was really funny this episode though. I enjoyed Frank this episode. But him and Liam, he's trying to get Liam to, you know, help him steal all the stuff in his friend's house. And he just wants to go to the damn Caribbean and sit on that yacht. Like I do. Can I go?
Yeah. Fish much?
Right? Mm. So Frank has him go and take pictures of everything in their house, like all the valuables. And Liam, the smart little smarty pants that he is, does get his friend to, you know, tell him the code without actually having to say the code to him. He learns quick like a Gallagher in that way, a little shyster. but JJ, as we're watching, goes, oh, do you think he gave him the right number? And we had to wait till the end to find out that he didn't.
Yay!
Good for Liam.
Yeah.
So, what happens to Frank, Phil?
Listen, Frank is nothing if not dedicated.
Whatever. Very cool.
Listen, if whatever he ended up stealing was worth $3 million or any amount, good for him. He deserves that.
It looked like he got a silver
teapot.
Like, yeah, old school type of pot. Teapot.
I don't know any criminal that would go to that length to get away with it.
So nasty.
He drowned himself in a porter potty.
I know. Every time
you guys use one now, forever, we're all going to think about
Frank. I'm going to have to look in there and make sure no one's in there. Could you imagine? Let's just say they went that route, right? And somebody got in there and sat down to go to the bathroom and he like pops up. Hold on.
To be honest, I avoid porta potties like the plague, so not in my immediate future.
By the way, great call. Like, they're gross. Yeah.
As a dude, I have the ability to avoid them more often than you guys.
Yeah. That's very true. We have to just suck it up most of the time. But, yeah, so good for Frank. He got out of it and then walked home like the Blue Man Group. right back in the living room and was like, don't ask.
I wonder if he's going to be upset with Liam.
I almost feel like he's going to be proud. Like, in some weird way, he's like, oh, like, I've taught you kind of well. But I also do like that Liam is still keeping somewhat of a good moral compass.
Me too.
He's like, it's my friend. Like, we don't steal from our friends, do we?
Yeah.
And he was like, F no. And he's chilling out on a yacht, that big old boat. I was like, yes.
Liam definitely, I mean, we'll get to it later, but he definitely has watched so much over the years, you know? So even like how his reaction to Carl and the girl, like, you know? So he knows enough to know that that's not good for him either, you know? So I definitely like his.
Yeah,
he's on track. I think, subconsciously,
while he's sleepwalking, because this is a new thing for him now that started, and he ends up in the lawn for some reason, always sleeping on the lawn.
Yeah.
But he steals keys.
Do you guys ever sleepwalk?
I don't think so.
I've slept talked. But never, like, I don't think I've ever gotten up and walked somewhere. I have my best friend from college, her husband sleepwalks, like, bad to where it has gotten, like, a little scary because he'll literally, like, leave. Oh. He's just in a totally different world. That would be nuts.
I did it as a kid. I used to sleepwalk into my brother's room and, like, take things, take stuffed animals or whatever, come back. I would shower.
God, no way. Asleep? See, it's like, how is that even possible to get wet and not wake up?
I was up, and then my mom would say, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to school. And she's like, it's like 3 a.m. Go to bed. And I'd be like, oh. Like, walk back to bed.
That's so funny. That's when you wish that you had phones that were taping everything then. Because she'd be like,
Or I don't.
Well, that too. True. Yeah. Oh, that's really funny. But yeah, there's something going on with Liam where his sleepwalking is now just helping people. So I like it. We'll see what happens.
As a whole Frank arc to this season, how did you guys feel about it? We started off, you know, rejuvenated in our 20s, wanting to join the workforce. Now we're back to, we're beaten down by the man.
I actually think I liked his arc because it didn't get... I like to see him trying to clean it up and try to be doing well. But, I don't know how... I wouldn't want to see a whole next season of that. I don't think, show's sake. So, and I like that he didn't get so terrible that we were like,
that's what I was going to say, is they didn't take it from one complete, side to the other. Otherwise, I would have been like, that's not realistic. Yeah. Or that's not going to happen. Because you still see some better sides of Frank right now, but in there with old Frank, like trying to steal, but he's also trying to do it just so he can retire and not do it anymore. Like, that would have never been a thought, stealing social security numbers, but then he checks his own and he's like, crap. So I don't know.
Yeah, and he's in support of his daughter-in-law.
Let's just talk about her now.
Your favorite.
My favorite. I was so happy at the end of this when she was chasing the bus and he was gone off to military school. I was like, thank God. I would have been so pissed if he didn't go back to school.
Well, I just like in general how he knew it wasn't good for him to stay and he was making those moves to set up everything so he can make that escape.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Me too. Yeah. I was glad. I mean, it was good to see his little tear in his eye when he was
so sad. I know. I was like, oh my God.
It was sad, but it was like, it made me like happy because I knew like, okay, he's going to make a good decision and get out of here as fast as he can.
I thought he was happy. Who wouldn't want a fatty in an apartment with six kids? Oh my God. What a
weird monologue, right? Yeah. He was just like, oh shit. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Good for Liam for getting him out of there with the keys that he stole. Killed it. Loved it. And we were all yelling, like, run! Yeah. Right when he noticed that he didn't have the things anymore. I was like, please just get the hell out of the house.
Do you think he's going to stay married or make an annulment from military school?
I don't think they're actually married anyway. They lied about their names. They went in with fake IDs.
I think the bigger question is she going to stay? There's not a chance in hell. She's going to throw stuff for, like, the next 2 weeks and then move on with her life and find the next
I'm hoping Carl, we don't see her again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like her storyline. And I think, that was good. That was it. We had to go through that period of time, and he got out of it. And I don't think I need to see the resolve of, like, what happens to their marriage because it doesn't feel real anyway. So it's like, whatever.
She's the type to move on to the next thing.
Oh, yeah. She's going to the slums she wanted to live in the projects, with the place with an elevator that doesn't work. And she should just go back home to the nice life that it sounds like she
has. So restrictive.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right?
My 2,000 square foot bedroom and my dad who gives me money.
It sounds awful. Yeah. God. I would never like to figure out what that felt like. Kidding. Okay, so Debbie didn't have a crazy storyline today. We see her toes a couple more time, or lack thereof. She seems to be doing all right. She's just like, yeah, whatever, they're gone. But what we do see with Debbie today is she goes over to Abuela's house for a birthday party. And Derek is there.
With Peppa.
With skinny bitch Peppa. And he asks for custody of little Franny. Right. What did you feel about that? I mean, it was kind of brushed over pretty quickly, but what do you think? Because at first she was like, F you, it's not happening. But then I think, you know, give it 5 minutes and she actually thought about what that might mean for Franny,
yeah,
which was very selfless of her, yeah, and, you know, nice side of Debbie. But what do you think?
I'm for joint custody. I just feel like, yeah, I got to think of the child first. And I think it could be obviously great for her to have her mother and father in her life. And it's, you know, Derek's responsible and has, it's not like a deadbeat dad, you know. So I think I'm for her sharing and help them trying to raise the kid to get raise Franny together.
Okay.
Yeah. It's certainly no Carl. It's certainly not Charlie. Derek, you know.
It was in the beginning when he said, F you, I'm leaving.
Yeah, but
yeah,
but they were also in high school, and I get that reaction.
Yeah, it's not like it was inflicted because of anything more than he felt lied to at the time, and kind of forced into the situation that he knew he was too young for, and now he's matured and whatnot, and so I think his intentions were never wrong. It's not like being on alcohol or another substance where you're incapable. He just realized he just wasn't the right age to be actually capable.
My only problem with it is it's not the original Derek.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, why can't they just... I'm still following him on Instagram. He's still in L.A. Like, I don't get what the casting issue was. I'd like to know that reason. I mean, there probably was an actual...
It took us, like, a moment to be like, that's...
Wait, is that supposed to be Derek?
Yeah. And then they said his name, yeah, so that was okay. Yeah,
it's a totally different dude. This one's much taller.
Mm-hmm.
But the other...
More handsome or no?
No.
Okay.
I like the other guy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
All right.
He's not ugly.
No. Yeah. She could do well.
This poor kid, like, congrats on this role. Yeah. Like, nothing towards you. Like, that's great. Yeah. What an experience. My only issue is that they still don't treat her like she's family. She's just like a vessel that had this child that they all of a sudden, like, want to be, you know, the family too. Like, you know, grandma told their nice dress today, which, okay, but then they have a family picture and she's not allowed to be in it. Like, that kind of stuff, it bothers me a little bit about her going for the joint custody route, but specifically for Franny and thinking of Franny, you'd have to do it. She needs the health care. Mm-hmm. She needs the money. She needs to be able to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that I really want to see more scenes of the grandmother and Debbie, but it seems like they're actually on somewhat okay footing. And as far as the family photo, listen, at the end of the day, Debbie's not part of that family, and especially, like, her and Derek are not technically together.
But if you had my child, you wouldn't have my
what
child.
A world we're living in.
Let's say I had your child, right?
Okay.
And you were, like, around trying to be in the picture with my child. My parents wouldn't be like, come to our family events and stand on the side. Like, if you're going to be there, you're going to be there and be
I
in it.
I came for the food. I don't need to be in the photo. All right? So we're good.
It's fine, Phil. I don't plan on having any children anytime soon.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. Like, it's just not.
I got you.
They're on good terms, but they're still, like, you still can't just take my grandchild and not talk to me.
Yeah.
That would be my issue. I've raised this thing since it was little through all the really shitty times, and I'm happy to have your help, but, like, you gotta give me some props or
in all fairness, I feel like I would be like Joey from Friends, and if you don't get that reference, then let's just move on. I would step in.
I know you would.
There you go. I'm like Joey.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. I want to end with Lip, so let's talk about Fiona.
Oh, Fiona.
Fiona.
Good for her.
Right? Mm-hmm. I was all about it today. Mm-hmm. I finally, when she said, you know what, it's time to go Gallagher on him, I was like, thank God. This has taken way too long to let these people stay in this damn apartment. Like, we could have taken care of this a week ago. You know?
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes I like her ballsiness. And especially, like, she's combining two experiences. She's combining knowledge of sort of the upper class world, let's say, of knowing lawyers and how long things take, and also knowing how to throw a smoke bomb in the apartment. So best of both worlds.
Right, for sure. You were glad how she.
I loved it. Yeah, because I didn't want to see her leave. I didn't want to see her have to file bankruptcy because that's going to mess her up for business moving out. So I didn't want to see that happen. So yeah, so I was happy to see her go back to her roots and just take charge. And
the only thing I was like, $500 a month. F you. Like screw these people. Yeah, don't give them money. Like if that was me, I know she said she kept her word. I'd be like, F you. I'm not sending you shit.
In the grand scheme of things, what's it cost her?
$500 a month.
I get that, but...
I know.
She's gotten rid of the place.
For me, she's kind of teaching them a lesson, too.
For sure.
Like, it's a big F you. Like, this is, you know, word means something here. And
right.
Yeah.
And luckily for her, those people probably aren't finding an actual address anytime soon for her to send them money to.
Yeah, see, there's contingent on that.
Right. They have to have an address, so this could be wild. Yeah, I was glad to see how that ended for her. What do you think about her her mystery man that answers every question with a question? We were laughing. It was like, oh my God, another one.
What do you think of her with the mystery man?
Screw you. Yeah. No, screw you. Damn it. I was surprised to hear him actually say that he's happy with what they are right now and that he's not having sex with other people. And I don't mind him being around. I don't think I dislike this relationship, and I don't think it's one of those relationships with Fiona that I'm like, oh yeah, I love this. It's like, all right, for now, let's see where it goes.
It's interesting, and I think it's pretty realistic with how it goes in the dating world out there, because I was like, they have a good thing. It's not, they're not, like you said, he's not madly in love. He doesn't do that anymore, and I think, like, you know, that happens, and there's just those relationships that it's good, but it's like, so I kind of liked that it was real like that. Like, they didn't make her, you know, head over heels with him or vice versa.
Right.
But then you can still see that she actually really wants that, you know, because she's like,
she still wants to be madly
in love with, you know. But it was interesting that he was willing to, like, leave the country with her and, you know, see where things would go.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's a higher form of love. To add to your point, JJ, I think he's experienced enough where he's been in those situations, and I think Fiona just needed to hear that too, because I think she is at that same place.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they truly do love each other. Mm-hmm. Maybe now is not the time to say it, but I think it's a higher form of love than that, what I would call more of an infatuation.
It's more grown-up type of love, like where her other relationships, like it was, like you said, immediate. You know, the actual being infatuated with somebody for her was love, and it was never, you know, you could never tell the difference, or she could never tell the difference. And I think kind of that's what he brings, to that relationship.
Absolutely.
We'll see. But I wanted to end with Lip because, once again, he's the one that gets me the most emotional in every single season. I will say I made it through the season without crying this year, which is a little shitty. I kind of love crying during the show. I'll be honest about it. But he, for me, was the most exciting wrap-up of the year. Tell me what you think about Lip storyline and how everything turned out with him and...
I don't know. You want to start, JJ?
Sure. I agree. I liked his storyline. I like how we saw him, you know, hit rock bottom, going through the AA, and then trying to help the professor. And I've loved watching that whole arc. And then I was actually, as much as I was always kind of one rooting for him in Sierra,
right,
I was so happy tonight when he walked away, because I just felt that it wasn't what he needs right now.
He finally helped himself.
Yeah. And I think, I wasn't liking her either, just jumping in with him when she's still obviously still so emotional with Charlie and what's all good, the fight they had out there. Like, there's still so much passion and charge and anger there. And I don't think it's healthy for Lip to be back in that situation when she was drunk and then kissing him drunk. And I like that I really wasn't worried that it was like he was gonna fall back.
No, not at all. Like, you don't feel like that strength.
Yeah. But I like that he also, I think mentally, was like, you know, I don't know that I want to be a part of somebody having this drama and being drunk and being here for it.
I think he realized that the girl he fell in love with was a masked version of who he thought he had fallen in love with first, because he was drunk and high all the time. And now that he's sober and with her and kind of seeing everything that she deals with and all the baggage that comes with, you know, her life and all that kind of stuff, he loves her as a friend and a person, but he's not in love with her at all.
Well, and we can talk about you wrote because yeah. I think like she was so quick to already be back with him and you know
it was like your place instant.
And then I love you, and it was like that would make me question if someone said that too. I'd be like, well
and so he said it back, and it did take him you know a few seconds to say it back, and I think for me it felt like he did say, well, after you know him telling her you know it's over, it then did feel like he said it because he didn't want to hurt her at the time, but, you know, didn't actually mean it. But, yes, yeah, so you wrote down right after that happened.
My question was, if he hadn't said, I love you, would it be okay?
Because I think him walking away with it, would it be okay?
Yeah, because I think part of that set up the expectation for Sierra to think that, you know, that it was more than it could have been or should have been.
I think that if Sierra didn't even say I love you in that moment and that exchange didn't even happen, she still would have been just as devastated mm-hmm. as she was, because for her, it didn't, the I love yous were just like the next step. It was just like the next words that they would say. And I personally don't think it would have made a difference whatsoever. I do get that being a thing that, you know, does bond people on a, you know, a totally different level, but mm-hmm. they'd already been through it all to where, like, that was an old thing. And so it just kind of was like, it's like if you saw an old ex and you happened to hook up, it's not like this whole, you know, it just kind of like, it is what yeah. it is. He did it already. So for me, it would have made a difference.
The question for me, so a couple of things that arose. Number one, as he's convincing her about Charlie, I think I got a little questioning because, you know, I think there's the notion of, like, how many times can you fuck up and be forgiven? And I think he's trying, right. you know, I think he's trying to be the good guy there. Not wrongfully, but in the sense that because he's been afforded so many chances with his fuck-ups that other people should get the same mm-hmm. amount, or right. if not more. So there was that aspect of it. But then second to that, I started asking about this notion of his ability to help other people without sacrifice for himself, which the dumping of Sierra was, mm-hmm. but then he takes on Eddie's, I guess, niece. And so I'm wondering right. there if he's able to help her without all of a sudden now having an adopted kid.
Yeah. Well, I said right in the beginning, is he going to adopt mm-hmm. her? And there's part of me that thinks he's going to. But I don't know if that would bother me so much. I don't know if that would be a bad thing for Lip. The whole trying to get Charlie back in the picture. I don't know if I needed that. But I think that he feels like Sierra needs to be help, like she needs some help, and I think he doesn't want her to be alone. And so mm-hmm. that was a way of him
well,
being
I think
like
she needs to know the truth too. Cuz he part of me I thought he was going to say like, hey, I knew from the get-go that Charlie
right.
I was yeah. like,
that
oh, boy.
That would have thrown her over yeah, the edge. That, yeah. God, she would have literally walked off the curb
yeah. just in the street.
Yeah.
yeah, so I think part of it was that he knew and sort of wanted to be an objective viewpoint. I don't know. I don't know what the way to help Eddie's niece is, though, but I think there is a rightful way to do it without being fully engrossed in it. Even though I know he would love her and take care of her in the mm-hmm. right way, I just feel the part of the whole Sierra thing was going back to what Brad said, where you got to start with a plant.
Right. Yeah. You got to take yeah. care like, of that before you can ever get into, yeah.
So, you know, and I think he's kind of resetting everything. And so, you know, taking
and
care
he
of
got his bike. He took yeah. care of his bike.
And well,
got
Keith,
her back.
That was Keith cute. That, she's yeah. like, I just like the name, Keith. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see, because he said you can come stay for a couple of days. So we'll have to see next season if that mm-hmm. couple of days lasted a couple of days or if, you know, she's still around.
She's would like adorable, to say, too.
Eddie, like, I get it. It wasn't your kid. And you didn't ask for that responsibility. But fuck you.
Yeah.
like you're just going to leave. By the way, not even like she left her with at somewhere where she could stay or whatever. She just left her in the garage just to wait for
yeah.
Child Protective yeah. Services or whatever. Social, yeah, whatever it was that was coming to pick her up. And I was like,
that is very tough.
That is such bullshit. Yeah.
But
poor little girl.
I don't want to presume her history because who knows. I think the best solution, Liam's friend, what's his name? His family adopts the girl.
Oh, I don't see that happening.
Come on.
I don't see that happening, but that would be nice. Sure, she needs a place to
Or Freelon and her lover adopt. That'd be nice. And then when he dies, it goes to the kid. And it's entrusted to Freelon.
He's already got kids and they're grown. It's going
But they're apart, Will. We got to give it to the adopted kid because those kids need it.
Yeah, yell louder and it'll happen.
That's right.
Listen, it's great. It's great thought. But like, Phil, it's not going to happen.
$500 in not real money.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Oh, my God. I also, we didn't say this, but I loved when he asked Fiona if she burnt fake money. And she was like, no, and God, it almost killed me. And I was like, oh. It feels like she's raking in the dough by the way she just, like, throws money out.
I was glad that he asked that, though, because in my brain I was thinking, I'm like, I wonder if she stacked a few on the top that were, like, fake, you know, just to do that.
Right. So. Would have been smart.
Yeah.
But pretty baller that she didn't.
Yeah, you know.
So, you gotta, do you guys have predictions for next season, or do we kind of wrap things up already?
I think they're questions. I mean, to recap, right, we're going to see what happens with Svetlana. And that, we'll see how the relationship goes with Fiona, I think. And then I think the rest will sort of reset itself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's some stuff you can carry through if you want.
I'm hoping she doesn't come back. Mm-hmm. I don't think she will. I think she's done.
Yeah. I think Derek might be sort of a storyline that we'll visit with Debbie. I think that's open for picking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet we'll see more interaction with her and their family. And that family. Trying to get along with the, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that too. So, did they say anything about next season being the final season?
Not that I'm aware of, but I think, you know, this is no disrespect to the show in a sense, but I always love when shows end on a high note in the sense they're doing well, people love it, and just get out while you can.
Yeah, you never want to be the series that goes on forever and you forget the first, you know, however many seasons that were amazing, and then all you say is, I just wish they, like, Lost. I loved Lost, and all of a sudden I was lost and was like, this was so good in the beginning, but then they just totally, you know, blew it. So I
agree.
See that
I would like it to be the last one, too, because then I just think we'll be blown away by the writing in every episode,
like,
next year.
Out, right. Yeah. Agreed.
That's right.
That's what I think, too.
What other shows are you guys doing? While we have the time off.
Oh, well, I have a little show called Nashville that's in its last season as well on CMT right now. So we do that at Thursdays at 7. And then also a show called Tom Girl at 6 o'clock on Tuesdays.
It's not just a show. It's JJ's show.
It's my show.
So go watch it.
You can follow that at Tom Girl TV.
And I have to pick up a show. I don't have a show for after this. Shameless is my...
You've been doing some stuff with Maria for her SiriusXM show, Conversations with Maria.
Which is so fun and an awesome, awesome show to listen to. So if you guys have Sirius, listen. And if not, she has a free podcast that you can listen to every Friday on iTunes.
That's right.
And it's all of the best of Sirius and some really awesome, you know, tips and interactions with celebrity friends, and it's a lot of fun. So go listen for sure.
Keeping in the Shameless world of things, I do a show for South Park.
Yeah!
So that's more talk about people's alley.
Talk about a show that's been on forever that's still really good.
That's right.
Writing is insane.
So it's their off season, but we're doing sort of best ofs and various other fun things. So
that's cool.
Yeah, you know, we're having fun with it.
When is that one?
We do that Wednesdays, so check that out. South Park
what
Weekly,
time?
It's called.
What time?
9 p.m. Eastern. You guys don't
You'll
watch
live.
You'll
tweet it out, right? Where do you tweet from?
At Phil Svitek.
Yeah, there it is. Go follow.
And Juliet does Versace.
Oh, cool.
So
awesome.
Check
and Juliet was gone, but I know she's watching, and we'll be back for sure. You can find her at Bonjour Juliet.
Very well said.
Thank you. JJ, where can they find you?
You can follow me at JJ Juergens and JJ.Juergens on Instagram.
And you guys can find me at Haley Clover. Thanks so much for watching the season. And again, if you need other things to watch, subscribe to AfterBuzz on YouTube. And there are plenty of videos for you guys to watch. We'll see you
next
season.
Guys. Bye.
Au revoir.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.